Welcome back to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. Catherine McCord, moments away. But first, Simple Grow, a product that will feed your plants, let your plants grow, and let them grow healthier and happier.
Are you worried about your plant growth? Provide your plants with what they need to grow to their potential with Simple Grow. They offer 100% organic worm castings at SimpleGrow.com. Unlike other worm casting products, when you order from Simple Grow, you're getting 100% worm castings, not filler plus castings. Promote ideal soil structure and aeration with Simple Grow all-natural odor-free worm castings. There's only one ingredient, worm castings. No chemicals, additives will seep into your food, and it doesn't smell like other fertilizers. For indoor and outdoor use, you can buy by the bag, bundle, ton, or truckload. Check them out at SimpleGrow.com.
Holly, let's go to the Proclamation Hotline, brought to you by Proclamation Goods, and bring in our guests for this week.
Catherine McCord is the recipient of the 2020 American Horticultural Society's Great American Gardener in Horticultural Therapy Award. She is a mindfulness and wellness guide with training in the Hatha yoga tradition, horticultural therapy, and trauma-sensitive mindfulness. With advanced degrees in biochemistry and landscape architecture, she blends together the benefits of outdoor spaces with self-care practices to regulate the nervous system. She facilitates trauma-sensitive mindfulness, yoga, and self-care sessions for the veterans to Farmers Market Farming Program. Welcome to the program, Catherine.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I want to start with this. What is horticultural therapy?
So horticultural therapy is a technique that it's a therapeutic modality that uses plant-based activities to support people socially, physically, emotionally, or vocationally.
Okay.
And so with that being said, what led you to using mindfulness, wellness guidance, and then even the making a outdoor space for the self-care practice in regards to the veterans to farmers field?
So this is a really important question for me. Thank you for asking. I actually, when I was a kid, lost my father to suicide, and he was a veteran in the Navy. And so I was looking for a way to, like, I wanted to make him proud, but I came across this book called Man's Search for Meaning by Viktor Frankl. And in that book, they talk about, using your struggles and your suffering to support others. And so I learned about therapeutic gardens and landscapes and wanted to create spaces that would facilitate healing. And through that, I learned about horticultural therapy and kind of went on my own healing journey of what kind of practices support me best. Like, I do a lot of meditation. I do yoga, studying yoga philosophy, became a yoga teacher, and learned how to pull in, you know, plants and the therapeutic uses of them through medicine and really connect back with the earth, and wanted to be able to offer this to other veterans because, as we know, our veteran population struggles a lot with integrating into civilian life after leaving service and things that they experience while they're in service.
Well, we are sorry to hear about your father's situation there. Tell us about the veterans to farmers, that program, and how that is benefiting the veterans coming out of the service.
Yeah, the Veterans to Farmers programs helps veterans transition in their civilian life. And I work with the Market Gardening program. So it's a 20-week program from May through October. And we help veterans learn about what it's like to work on a farm and what it's like to start your own farm. So we start in May. They plan their garden. They get to plant in it. We also go on a lot of farm tours and visit other farms in the area, in the Denver area, to see how does it look and how it works for different people. And so they get a lot of exposure to different types of agriculture. And in the program, we also do a lot of self-care, and they learn different tools and techniques that may work or may not work. And it's kind of just trying to see what works for you. And we start each day with stretching and checking in, and then we close each session with reflections on what we've learned throughout the day.
Now, whenever these veterans come out of the service, I'm going to take a guess here that many of them don't have an agricultural background, and they know the purpose and what you're doing to help them in the therapy aspect. Are they aware of all of that and are looking forward to get that help?
So I am not a therapist.
Okay.
Horticultural therapy is the certificate that I have, but I am not an actual therapist. And I think that actually makes things a lot more approachable for participants. And to be completely honest, not all of them are on board with therapy, right? So that is still really stigmatized. And when I come in and I say, I'm not a therapist, I will not be evaluating you, I'm not prescribing anything for you, it really helps make this more approachable. And I simply offer techniques, and if they want to try them, that they're welcome to, and they always have the option to decline. So there's no forced, like, you know, we're not making them do any of these things, but they're always welcome to kind of feel it out and see if it feels right for them. And something that we say daily is, you know, what feels right for you right now in this moment? Because it could change. And if you decide that maybe this isn't right for you right now, you're welcome to take a step back. And then if you change your mind, you're always welcome to come back and join in. So the focus is on farming, and then the self-care tools and techniques are supplemental to that. And so in addition to, you know, the mindfulness techniques and the yoga we do, we also bring in chefs to learn about how to cook the food that you're growing. So really self-care is about, you know, the whole person and taking care of the whole.
So after the 20-week gardening I'm going to call it a class for better lack of a better term. Once they have completed that, what is their next step, or what platform does that provide for them to go to?
So they have, they're now connected to the Veterans to Farmers, I guess, family. So they have the opportunity to connect with past participants and meet them. And really is a community building aspect. And whether or not they decide to go into farming is totally up to them, because sometimes they don't learn that farming isn't what they want to do, but there are kind of farming adjacent careers you could go into, or things that are connected to agriculture, or they might find that that was really great to learn about, but it's not quite for them. And the classes are free to veterans. And then for this particular program, they're all offered a stipend to participate to help offset any costs of travel or, you know, taking time off work to attend this.
That's amazing. So we're talking with Catherine McCord. She is a mindfulness and wellness guide with Veterans to Farmers Market Farming Program. So what has the impact been since the program has been founded in 2014? How has Veterans to Farmers made a difference throughout these last 8 years?
It's really about the community building. I mean, it's first about farming. That's kind of the avenue to get people together. The slogan is from protectors to providers. A lot of our veterans are interested in food security and providing food access. The impact that we're seeing is that it's really restoring agency into a lot of their lives. It's giving them opportunities and options and choices that they get to make and see how they can support their communities and support themselves.
And I, for those who have never been in the service, and Holly and I have not, we do not understand the transition or what the veterans, when they served, what they went through during war or non-war times to come out of that and then go back into society. And many people in society just figure, oh, you're just supposed to just thanks for your service, now get back to normal life. That just doesn't happen.
Right. Because when you're in the service, you really, your agency is kind of stripped from you. You're told when to be somewhere, what to wear, how to wear, when to eat, what to eat, right? You're not making a lot of choices for yourself oftentimes. So it can be difficult to make that transition out of it. And then there are so many things that folks are exposed to and that they can come out with, you know, like complex post-traumatic stress disorder or, you know, anxiety, depression, our veteran suicide rate is still very high. So there's a lot that there could be better support for, right? And it's really, I've observed, or people have shared things like, just the grocery store can actually be really activating and really difficult. Mm-hmm. And so to think about, you know, how do we support, what ways can we support? And a lot of it, I like to offer bite-sized pieces of support. So something like, if I say, well, why don't you try to meditate for 10 minutes a day? That can be really disempowering. That can be really daunting. And people, you know, even myself included, like, can't always find 10 minutes. So if we introduce exercises like breathing exercises, or just noticing how you're breathing or the quality of your breath, can really help shift your nervous system and can help regulate and help you to self-regulate. Because when you're in these situations that your body is telling you you're not safe, but you have to be there because that's what your orders are, you start to distrust your body. You start to build this disconnect, and it's not intentional, but it's what your body does. It's how your body adapts to survive. So when you come out and you are in a safe place, you might not feel safe because you've learned to distrust your body, or your brain has subconsciously. So, you know, I asked our group this morning, you know, what self-care things have you really stuck to, or what do you really like about, you know, anything that you might have learned here? And a lot of folks talked about our breathing practices and our breathing exercises. So just something little that you're doing anyway, right? If you can just bring a little bit more intention to it, or attention to it, and notice how it's going, you can really help self-regulate.
Well, what is one of your favorite, or maybe most memorable moments working with the Veterans to Farmers program?
It's always really great to see how excited they get when they start to see their little seedlings pop up, the little cotyledons, or harvesting something that they've never seen. You know, a lot of people have never seen like a carrot grow up, and to see like the little shoulder popping up out of the dirt, and then they can harvest it, or I guess I should say soil, and they get to harvest it and see like, oh my gosh, I've only seen this at the grocery store. I've never really seen this growing out of the earth. It's really great to watch them notice that and then try it and notice how good it tastes.
Fantastic. And I think I would have to agree that that's probably a really fun moment to witness and see. So we really have appreciated having you on the show. How can people find out more about you and the Veterans to Farmers program?
So you can go to veterans2farmers.org to learn more about the different programs that we offer. I'm on LinkedIn at Catherine McCord, and then I have I've done some recorded short bite-sized mindfulness and meditation practices through Denver Botanic Gardens YouTube channel, and the playlist is called Mindfulness in Bloom.
Well, Catherine, we greatly appreciate the knowledge and the information that Holly and I have obtained, as well as our listeners, just on the short period of time. We're talking about this program that many people may not have known existed, and we thank you for that.
Yeah, I'm really happy to share this with you.
Well, thank you for that.
For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.